Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to, drumroll, episode number 100 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, and as ever, Sean Orford. How are you doing, Sean?
Absolutely wonderful. I never thought we'd get this far.
Did you not?
100 episodes, wow.
I know. If I'd known what I'd started, or we'd started way back nearly two years ago, would I have bothered starting it in the first place?
Yeah, of course you would.
Of course I would.
Think of all the fabulous people that we've met.
I know.
People we've met from all over the world. Through this weird microphone, this in the middle.
And a few local ones too, because you may hear pick up a bit of background noise here, dear listeners. But we're in the Coffee Co in Bevington, aren't we?
Yep, which is a wonderful coffee shop.
Yes.
Come on down.
Well, you may have heard Sean talk about our little networking group, our business networking gang.
Yeah.
So we've just had a meeting this morning, bright and early, haven't we?
Yeah.
And we thought for our celebration episode, we'd celebrate it with a few pals. And
We got some guys here that are looking odd and awkward, waiting to say their bit.
We've got Phil and Mark. But we're trying to make it sound like it's a bit of a celebration, which it is.
Woo, come on.
But part of the point of this episode,
champagne.
Once we've done all our thank yous, is to kind of make point that all of life is a celebration, eh? We should be celebrating a lot more.
Everything.
Not just waiting for people being born, people
Every
dying.
Every morning I wake up, it's a celebration. How lucky is the universe? I'm getting on with it.
I'm not quite as enthusiastic about life as Sean is, but I'm getting there. So where do we start, Sean? Because this has been a pretty cool process for us, hasn't it? We need to say some thank yous, first of all, don't we?
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you, first of all.
Oh, but this sounds like a bromance. Let me shake your hand.
Shake hands, yes. We'll do that. Every Wednesday morning,
British.
Getting me up at 6 in the morning for the last 2 years.
It's been good. It's actually been loads of fun. It's been good working with you in that way.
Man, it's cool. I mean, flipping out, we're not like Graham Norton yet, are we? But we get some amazing emails, don't we, from around the world?
Yeah. I'm expecting that we're going to get quite famous from this. You know, we'll be.
Is that why you're in it?
Do you think?
Is that what you're in it for? The fame.
I'm famous already. I know who I am.
We need to thank our partners, don't we? Reen, Bethan, for putting up with our crazy timetables.
Ree does loads of work where she's using stuff on the site on a daily basis. She's putting stuff up.
Ree's a big part of things, and just breaking off slightly, we have got for the next 10 episodes, we're putting something together, aren't we?
Something special.
A course for you all, basically taking you through the steps of the book.
Yep.
Which we do have a book, which I don't mention often enough, Live in the Present, which we gave out a free copy to everyone at the event this morning. Phil's shown us his copy there. Have you started yet, Phil?
I haven't, but it comes in really handy because I've got a wobbly table at home.
Did anyone ask you to sign a copy?
No, actually.
No one asked me to sign a copy either. I think,
oh, Here you go. He's got his pen in hand. You can sign that one.
Yeah.
The plan is, folks, that we're going to do for the next 10 episodes 10 steps, which each chapter of the book we're going to go week by week. We're even, Ree hasn't heard about this yet, but we're going to give the book, or access to the book, the digital version for free through the website, which Sean and I just agreed. Ree didn't, but it's on air now, we've said it, so it's too late.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse not to get involved with us.
For a limited time.
Forever. But that'll be coming next week, so hang on for that. I'm going to introduce someone on the website, which I've been thinking about doing for ages. There's a little app I can stick on so that people can click a button, leave a voice message, and we get it back and we can put it in the show. So the idea is that we can take listener questions. So rather than people emailing us in, you just go to the website, click a button, leave a quick little message, and then Sean will spend a bit of time helping you out. What do you reckon, Sean?
Yeah, the other thing I'd like to see us do in the next 100 episodes is get to the point where maybe we're doing some live stuff and people could actually be coming in live.
Oh, wow.
Either Twitter or...
There's all sorts of things we've talked about that we need to
It's bringing people in. You know, we've got people from all over the world. It's good, isn't it?
By episode 200, we're going to have studio lighting rigs all over the place.
It'll be video, by the way. Face makeup.
High definition, I'll be careful. I want to thank Rob Bentz from RMP Property because he started the property podcast about 6 episodes before we got started, and it was his idea to do this show. So head over to rmpproperty.com to have a look at that. Here comes Josie. What's she coming for? This is Josie that owns the Coffee Co.
Hi.
And her daughter Helen has just given us an envelope. Oh yeah, I don't. I thought it was like a thank you card.
That looks like drug money changing hands.
Yeah, it's all right. I do a bit of work for them as well, so I think that's. I'm hoping it's a check or something. Yeah, we'll find out later. Thanks, Josie. I want to thank goodpodcast.com because they really helped us, didn't they? They do.
And we won the award for best podcast.
Best self development podcast, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So go over to goodpodcast.com to check that out.
Yeah.
We got a few super fans that I won't name them all, but basically, if you've ever emailed us and we've replied to you, you're officially a super fan. So yeah, you know who you are, and we appreciate that, don't we?
Yeah.
And for all the guests we've had on the show, which hasn't been that many actually, but we've had Conrad Rafiq, we've had Vide Kadampa, who's done a couple of shows. He was on a couple of weeks ago. We've had Mark Pollard, who's sitting to my left.
Hi.
Hi. From Vantage Law. We'll get Mark on again in a sec. What episode did you do, Mark? You remember? 50-something.
Jesus, it was a long time ago.
Breakfast, yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes. All the guests we've had on the show. Have I missed any? Oh, yeah. Well, we had the clever chap from Headspace, didn't we?
Yeah, which was a big, Dr. Cox.
Dr. David Cox, was it?
Yeah.
Which was quite a big deal for us, actually, because Headspace are a big organisation, and they... That was our most popular episode, actually, meditation
one. Yeah, that was good. And we were down at Rethink then in London, weren't we?
Yes.
Next to the MI5.
Yeah, we mentioned them last week. Yeah. That was quite cool. Look, spine in there.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, and anyone who's ever left an iTunes review, we appreciate that, because they've helped us get up the ranks somehow as well. So.
And please keep sending stuff in. We reply to all the emails.
We do, yeah, eventually.
Eventually, yeah, we do.
This is just the start, episode 100, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who knows what we're going to get up to.
Yeah, that's good.
I feel like we can't really stop, actually. There's, like, people would... Well, there'd be a certain people that depend on the show.
Yeah.
So we've created a bit of a monster.
The amount of people that have contacted me and said, discovered your podcast, they're like at 80, and they've gone back and downloaded the whole lot, and they've been working their way through them. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Right. We aren't just going to list off a load of thank yous. It's not like we've won an Academy Award or anything. We're going to talk about celebration today, aren't we?
Yeah, because this is a celebration. Sounds like a party. We're having a party here.
Yep, we've got a cake.
Yeah, we've got a cake. Want to thank Nanny Pam for the cake.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of our fans. Listens to us.
Amazing cake. Chocolate. Oh, we haven't cut into it yet, but I don't know. There's probably a few hundred layers of chocolate there.
Yeah, so we'll have a picture of that up on the site.
We will, if I'm mistaken. Thank you, Nanny Pam. She's a super fan, I would say.
Yeah.
Super lady.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Legend. It's important to celebrate, isn't it, Sean? We tend to just wait for occasions. Like, I was at a funeral yesterday. That's putting things on a bit of a downer to start off with.
But was it a celebration?
It was, yeah, it was.
Yeah. Is a funeral mourning a loss, or is it celebrating life?
He was an older chap. So it's generally, when you have funerals, the older they are, the more of a celebration it can be, I think. If someone dies young, it tends to be a bit of a tragedy.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, I have a feeling, though, that at whatever age, we should be celebrating the act of life.
Have you got plans in place for your funeral?
Yeah, I'm recording a DVD, so that I will actually be there at the funeral. Sorry, I can't do
it. Have you done it yet? Or am I going to have to record this?
I keep having to update it every year. And I want to be able to say, and Ed, you didn't pay me back that fiver you owed me.
Oh, yeah, flipping it. All right, I'm good for it. I could probably give it now, actually. I don't know what's in that envelope. We won't talk about funerals the whole time.
No. It's celebrations. Yeah. In our society, we use celebrations to mark things. We mark the passage of time. There may be birthdays, but things like christenings, obviously births, weddings. People even have divorce parties these days.
They do. I know. Well, I found this cool article, which I'm going to shamelessly rip off for the episode, but we'll put it in the show notes and links, as we always do, on lifereimagined.com.org. And it's a blog post about why it's important to celebrate a lot, basically all the time, and it starts with the paragraph: ever since early man discovered fire and cheered an end to raw meat, celebrations have united human communities in honouring momentous events, rites of passage, religious observations and more. So we do have ways of celebrating, don't we?
Is that like gathering round the campfire and all singing the song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not something we do every day. You asked me before we came on how recently I had a party.
Yeah.
And been a while, really. Been a while. We have like little birthday parties for kids and stuff.
But that idea that you can just spontaneously have a load of people around because the summer's here, so open the doors, get the barbie out, load of people, and what are you celebrating? Mm. It's like celebrating being alive, having just the gratitude of knowing each other.
Yep.
Appreciation of each other, celebration of who we are.
Yep.
And I think that should be a daily event. I think every day everybody should be picking out somebody and actually sharing with them something positive because they're celebrating that relationship. You know, how often do we thank people for how it is? Edward, thank you for being my friend.
Oh, bless. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? I feel so disgusted.
People vomiting everywhere.
Yeah, it's not very British, this, is it?
But we've got people here. I want to introduce Phil here.
Yeah, Phil Crawford. Awesome.
Hello, Phil. I'm going to move the microphone over. Because Phil, he'll tell you about it in a moment, but he represents hospice.
Hospice of the Good Shepherd. Chester, isn't it?
Chester, that's correct, yes.
Yeah. Fundraising. What's your title? Fundraising something?
Community fundraiser.
Okay.
So it's all about doing the community. Again, many people doing many things.
But what those people are doing, because the thing that you're going to tell us about today, is a celebration, isn't it? It's fun. It's people celebrating, using that celebration to raise the energy and raise the consciousness of the work that you do. And that creates funding, which is fabulous.
Yeah, we celebrated our 25th anniversary last year. So going on to that. And one of the events we started last year was the Colour Fun Run.
Yep.
And this year is going to be our second year, hopefully going to be as big as last year, where we had 700 people do it. We're open for over 1,000 year.
This is one of the Colour Fun Run where you get paint lashed at you every now and again.
It's a short event, 5k. It brings colour to your weekend.
That's a nice little
start
spin
Williston,
on it.
Had a train station, goes along the one away, where we've got 6 paint stations, we'll throw different colour paints at you, finishing at Parkgate, Nesting Cricket Club, where we end with a big massive celebration fun day in the end. So there's beer tents, jazz bands.
That's cool, man. I've seen the photos from last year. Look like it's good. Yeah, the shower's on hand as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put the link up. But
on the Brushdown station.
But I mean, the work you do for the hospice. I mean, I haven't been to your hospice, but I've been to another one. I had a look around one in Liverpool, and they can be quite, well, by nature, they can be quite saddening places. But obviously, I'm taking it that in hospice, you do as much as you can to lift the spirits of people. And
the atmosphere in the hospice, that's a lot of perception. It's quite an uplifting place, really. Majority of the people who come to hospice go home. They're there for early stages of treatment.
Yep.
We have a small part, which is the terminal illnesses. The majority of the people, like I say, come there for the therapies, the counselling. It's great to have in your community. It's all free of charge.
Yep.
And if you would want your loved ones to be looked after, a hospice is the place where you want to be looked after.
Do you have to teach people to be happy in these places, or do you have to kind of coach people, or did they show up?
Well, you see the work and what it does, it touches people's lives.
Yep.
If you don't get touched by that, you know, you've got to have a bit of a cold heart.
I've worked in hospices across the country, from the Isle of Wight upwards.
Yep.
And to me, they're the most positive places I've ever been in. And I've actually had some of the funniest times of my life in hospices with people that did eventually die, but was amazingly positive experience. Absolutely stunning.
Cool. Well, I mean, again, you know, I love talking about death on this show. It's something that does come to us all, whether you know, you're 80, you're 90, or you're, well, who knows what. I'm quite interested in kind of living forever at the moment. I think it's possible. But
on the basis that you might be dead tomorrow, it's important to celebrate today.
Yeah, I've got a quote that I can talk about later about, actually, that I saw online recently, a Buddhist quote, which is pretty cool. But yeah, let's bring Mark into the show here. Mark Pollard from Vantage Law.
Hi, guys.
When you were on the show, we were talking about dealing with kind of serious traumatic events, weren't we? Tied that in with your business as a lawyer. Ambulance chaser. I'm only joking.
I'm only here for the cake.
But yeah, I mean, just the kind of things you're dealing with in day in and day out. People have had traumatic events. One of the points that I raised came with this blog post is kind of trying to see the positives in negative situations and seeing them as situations to overcome and as challenges, really. Folks you're dealing with, what stage of life are they in? Or
problem is, I'm dealing with the depressive bit of it all. About the only hope I can try and give them is trying to get what we're trying to achieve out of the way so they can get on with their lives. But it's quite nice when it all comes to a conclusion and people, you can see the relief draining out.
Do you see big laughters, or do they tend to disappear out of your life?
They tend to disappear.
You don't see the
like holidays to the Caribbean and things. To be honest, they don't really.
Maybe you should arrange a 3-month follow-up appointment so they can come back and tell you how they did.
Absolutely. Well, it'd be nice with that. I mean, everyone, certainly the more traumatic ones, they have your mobile phone number and you become quite emotionally attached to them anyway, you know, when the birthdays are and things like that. But you're dealing with the sort of the heavier side of the thing, so I don't really get all that fun stuff. They come see you and you get to tell them all the nice things about life.
I get people going through the miserable bit, but I get the happy bit at the end. I get people going out the door smiling, usually say thanks for that, and then virtually everybody says, and I hope I never see you again, ha ha ha, and like, I think I've never heard that before.
People don't come from a cuddle from a dowdy Yorkshireman. It's not really how life works. We're not the upbeat guys that you want.
I know last summer I couldn't make it. You had a bit of a bastard. Yeah, a bit of a summer barbecue bash. Is it your house or in the grounds?
We'd moved houses and it's a really tight, small little community there. So we just had an enormous knees up, which was actually a good chance for us to invite all our friends, family, work, so who otherwise you sort of keep on saying, oh, we'll have to put a date in the diary, and you never do. And in the end, we're nuts to it. Let's just have a big do and have everyone come round so that we can sort of say hello, catch up, and show a bit of appreciation to people.
Cool.
That's brilliant.
How life takes over, doesn't it? And we're all so busy these days. Everyone's busy, checking their phones and dashing here, there and everywhere, taking kids to... I've got the whole stage coming up, I know, in a few years when I've got kids that will be going to swimming club and football club and dance lessons and all that lark. And it worries me a little bit, because, like, are we going
to
have the time? Yeah, when are we going to party and just chill out and just kind of celebrate all the craziness of life? But maybe that's how we should celebrate, just by getting on with work and...
But I think that if the concept is that every day is a celebration, you know, then you start to live in an up space, don't you? Rather than the amount of people get out of bed and go, oh my God, not again, and hate their work, hate their day.
Well, let's remind people, how do you start your day, Sean?
I'm a pain in the backside.
Yeah.
I do literally in the morning, it's usually about 5 o'clock, I wake up and I'll focus on the positive, do it deliberately. I'm warm, I'm relaxed, I like my wife, I like my bed, I like my house, I like my life. By the time my feet hit the floor, I've got a smile on my face, and I do usually say something stupid like, move over, universe, I'm coming on in. One day,
do you stand in the mirror and go, hiya, tiger.
We were in Sainsbury's one day, and a woman I've been seeing at the hospital saw me, and she came running up to Ree, my wife, and said, is he really like that first thing in the morning? And she went, yeah. But I think it's that, isn't it? It's like, why be negative? If it's a choice, why be negative? Why not be positive?
Yep.
Yeah, it's the same amount of energy. You live the same day. You live the same day being really miserable or being happy. It's up to you. It's a choice point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you were talking about before, about when you hit problems, most problems that we hit become learning points. If we treat them positively, we've learned something, so that we don't need to do it again. So we should actually be grateful for the things that happen to us that we might see as negative, because if we're right, then they become positive outcomes. And that's true about when you meet people that you want to punch on the nose, the thing you need to ask yourself is, what's this person come to teach me? Because if you learn the lesson, you'll grow from it and it'll be a good experience. You know, thank you for that. Yeah,
cool.
I mean, we haven't spoken about my dear old dad for a while, but my dad wasn't the most positive person on the planet.
He was a bastard.
But, no, he did have a father. But the negative experiences I had with him taught me loads, and I certainly couldn't do the work I do now if I hadn't had that experience as a kid. So it works very well. I can actually be grateful to him for that.
Well, you talk about being grateful. Gratitude's a big part of it, isn't it?
Have an attitude of gratitude.
What is it? Step four. We're going to be going through week by week coming up. Flick through your book now, Phil, man.
Need to get mine signed before I go, because the other half would love a signed copy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even with the damaged cover.
How's this
I'm logging on to eBay as we speak.
The other books I've written, sometimes I'll go on Amazon because I use them for clients. So I'll go on Amazon and you can get the cheap ones that people sell in second hand, and you can buy them for a couple of quid. So I think I just get a few in and then I give them out to clients like as a library. And I one came back and I'd signed it and it was the name of the person that I'd signed it for. And I thought, that's interesting because I knew them. A recycled book.
One of the points on this blog I put in terms of being able to celebrate is the fact of recording it as well. I know we talk about keeping a journal and stuff and tracking your progress. One of the cool things, well, the chap that died, my uncle, recently, there's been a lot of photos on Facebook the last week or so from his kids, his three sons that are all in their 50s, 60s. They found this treasure trove of photos when they were going through his belongings. Been scanning them and putting them on Facebook, and people have been commenting. Just reliving all those cool moments in life. And awesomely, like, my mum has kept a journal, a daily diary, for about 43, 44 years now. She's got a box full of annual diaries, so she'd been flicking through the books as well and being able to spot the exact date that the photos were taken and what else was going on around that time and all sorts. It's amazing. So I've been keeping a journal for about 3 years now, which is pretty cool.
But you use that app that tells you what you were doing this day a year ago?
Yeah, TimeHop. Yeah, go to timehop.com, I think. Which it reminds you of tweets and Facebook stuff from a year ago, 2 years ago. So you can kind of re-celebrate things, I find.
Yeah.
Have little mini parties in your head.
Yeah.
How about that? How about that for an idea?
But if you're listening to this now, wherever you are, think about it. What is it that you can celebrate today? And if you look back at yesterday, what is it that you can celebrate about yesterday? Because if you've got that attitude in your mind, then you live that fulfilling life. It's a happy place to be. It's good.
Yeah, rather than just waiting for your birthday.
You could equally think about yesterday and think about all the miserable things, all the bad stuff.
Yep. I think you mentioned once there was an app. I don't think it's on my phone anymore. I had a cleanse where you try and write like a positive thing at the end of each day, you go back and remind yourself of what that positive thing was.
Phil's leaving us now, he's had enough.
No, you've been the best part of my life, thank you very much, guys. Now, well done for reaching
100. Can we have that in writing?
For your breakfast.
Yeah. We'll see you on the phone.
Alright, see you later, guys.
See you later. Yeah, sorry, you were saying, Mark.
Yeah, so you have an app where you have to go back through the day and try and point something positive that happened. Yeah. So you might have had the crappiest day on the face of the earth, but it might have been something positive that, and you have to try and find it in amongst. And it was quite a useful exercise.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
Sadly, I fell out of the habit of doing it, so as always is the case.
But one of the things for me that's quite important is at the end of the day, and it's a getting into bed thing for me, I will actually review the day and try and focus on the things that were good about it. If there's things that were bad about the day, I will try and focus on those and let them go so that I'm not carrying the negative stuff forward.
Well, yeah, this post says one of the bits is appreciate the negatives in your life. Obstacles and challenges teach us resilience, humility, and they allow us to become more capable of overcoming bigger problems. Instead of going ballistic over your neighbour's barking dog or all the loud people in this coffee shop, be grateful for the opportunity to practice patience. I saw the LinkedIn with gratitude there.
But that's also the issue. That if you've got someone who's annoying you, if you focus on it positively and work out what's going on, why do they annoy you? In the end, you'll learn from it, and you turn the negative into a positive experience. I mean, we were talking about cancer earlier on. I've said it on here before, but the amount of clients that have said to me, you know what, cancer was the best thing that ever happened to me. And you think, whoa. But it's because most people survive it these days. And it makes people get their life in order. It makes people sort themselves out. So they look back on it as a positive thing. If that hadn't happened, I wouldn't have done this. Which is a good thing. Yeah. So in that sense, there are no negatives if we allow them to be positive. And that's a celebration.
I like it.
There's just not cake every time you celebrate, which is
obviously. Well, yeah, more cake always helps as well.
Cake looks nice.
Are you going to get stuck into that in a minute?
We when Josie walked in before and for the daughter who's 18 months I think now maybe.
Yeah.
So I mean, kids have the ability to like treat every day like a party, don't they?
Yeah.
But interesting as well, most adults when they see a kid of that age or a bit older, will put on their party face immediately and try and brighten that kid's. And I find it interesting, like, why? Because I do it as well, you know. I'll be all happy for Will, and then he'll go out the room, and I'll kind of go, oh god, get back to my emails. how can we learn? How interesting how we can learn to recapture that childhood energy.
I'm not biblical in any way, but in the Bible it does say that one of the quotes is, to get into the kingdom of heaven you have to become as a child.
Yep.
And I think what that means is you have to be able to get the best out of life, to the most positive, you have to be able to treat it as it's a new exciting experience.
Mm.
You know, the first time you went to the zoo, you know, the first time you saw a giraffe, it's like, wow. Yeah, and now it's just a giraffe. But we have to learn to go, wow, when we see the giraffe.
One neck, big deal.
Yeah. And that neck's got the same amount of bones in it as our neck. How weird is that?
Really?
Yeah.
I did see one of those Channel 4... things where, you know, when they dissect like huge animals like, that have died already, and they did it for a giraffe. And, like, it's quite interesting the size of heart a giraffe has to be able to pump all the blood up that neck.
It's a long way up there, isn't it?
And they can only bend down for a certain amount of time to drink, otherwise they'll pass out because all the blood rushing through.
Wow, that's a massive tangent.
Yeah.
I think I've got a useful fact about giraffes, but you know what?
I've been waiting to use that for ages.
I can use that at my next party.
Yeah. Okay, so I probably, we will wrap it up now. But you got any parties coming up, Mark? Have you got a birthday coming up soon? Or
No, I don't celebrate my birthday particularly.
Why?
I'll do something, but it's not really as a birthday celebration. It's just nice to be around the family.
We wait for the big dates now, because I've passed 30, so the next one for me is 40.
Mine's 27.
I've got a wedding. Jesus, hope sister's not listening to this. Yeah, wedding in 2 weeks in Venice. Right. With my sister.
Venice.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Blind. Mar and Power Pollard are paying for that one, so I'll be there with bells and whistles and the news too.
That's going to be a party in Hartley.
Can we come?
Yeah, yeah, you're very welcome. All are welcome.
Yeah,
that's credit card number is 456-325.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. I've got a wedding in a few weeks too. I've got a stag do this weekend, which I'm hopping on a plane for to the Algarve, which should be fun. We're staying in quite a nice hotel, actually. The chances of us making it through the whole weekend in the same hotel are getting chucked out are quite limited, but we'll see. Yeah, there's little chances for celebrations all over the show, aren't there?
But I think it's all the time. I mean, you know, my house is like a bit of a social centre to the extended family.
Yep.
So whether it's Christmas, New Year, Easter, Mother's Day,
Sunday.
Yeah, there's usually a lot of people around there just being together. And that's good.
Look, this weekend I've got... I know, isn't that terrible? On Friday, we celebrate my dad's birthday.
Right.
On the Saturday, I've got my football team's end of season awards ceremony.
There you
and
go.
On the Sunday, I've got a birthday party. And then Monday, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I can say.
celebrating sleep.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to celebrate being on my own in the dark.
But in the UK, this Monday is a bank holiday.
Yeah.
So, a long weekend. Yeah, it's good.
Cool. You got a resource of the week, Sean?
My resource of the week is have a party.
Cool.
It's like if you haven't had a party in the last few days.
Yeah.
You know, get some people around.
Alcohol doesn't have to be necessarily involved.
Not necessarily, but it is nice to lubricate the wheels of society. and as the sun's shining, get the barbie out, you know, have a party, have some friends around, and just have a good time, celebrate being alive.
Right on. I've actually got a resource, and it's a Cibellas. We've got some more pals leaving. It is a do lecture, which it's a 20-15 minute chat, kind of like a TED talk, but it was filmed in South Wales at some camp. I don't know if they still do the do lectures, but I used to watch quite a lot of them. But anyway, it's by a chap called Steve Edge, who I think he's some kind of marketing advertising exec from London. But his thing is you should set up, like, dress for a party every day. So he wears quite wacky clothes and fancy suits every day, no matter what's going on. He'll dress like it's a party every day. And
cool.
The thinking is that if you dress like that, it's kind of infectious and people get involved and just celebrate the small things in life.
But I think doing something as simple as smiling at somebody, because when you smile at someone and they see the smile,
yep. It
releases endorphins in their brain.
Mm-hmm.
And if we smile at each other, we start to lift mood. And if you go to a mirror and you smile at yourself, the face in the mirror smiles back and it lifts your mood. it becomes infected.
I don't know, when you see the extra wrinkles when you're doing it, you think, oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm moisturising now because I've started to notice.
I do look in the mirror sometimes and I think, who are you? Someone stole my body. What do you mean?
Well, you should celebrate all the extra wrinkles, maybe. Each one should be celebrated like a ring on a tree, you know, extra year. Or when the tree's been chopped down, that's not really a celebration.
Well, it is. Yeah. A piece of furniture celebrates the tree.
Uh-huh. As long as it's sustainable
and all that. A nice log fire celebrates the tree.
Yeah. Mm. All right. We're going to wrap things up now.
Yeah, we're going to wrap things up.
Right. Cakes. Big. Oh, yeah. Some cakes have just been delivered, I think. So this guy's having a party. Cake factory. Right, starting next week, it's a big one coming in it, because we're going to be 10 weeks, really, episode after episode. We're going to deliver a bit of an online course for you guys via this podcast. We are going to build it out into a bigger course at some point, with the aim of charging for it at some point. But as ever, the podcast will be free. It's going to be loads of resources. I'm going to give access to the Living the Present PDF book for all our listeners too. There's no excuses not to get involved there, chaps, and make some real differences.
Change your life.
Change your life. That's starting next week. What's chapter one? Oh, just be like a bit of an...
It's about, in the book, we use the words forgiving.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things in the second version of the book is forgiving becomes letting go.
Right.
Forgiveness, we'll talk about it next week, but forgiveness is a hugely difficult concept for some people, but letting go is understandable.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's next week. In the meantime, I'm just going to say again, big thank you to all our listeners.
Yeah.
And everyone who's contributed in any way to this show.
Yeah.
And here's to episode 200, eh, Sean?
Yeah. I'll still be here.
Cool. Mark, thanks for sticking around.
Thank you. Well done, guys.
Yeah,
it's
thank you.
A cracking podcast.
We'll remember
you. Actually got me onto podcasts.
Well, yeah.
First time. Love it. So now get some cake.
We'll remember you when we're famous. Don't worry, mate. Right, okay, signing off. Cheers, guys. Thanks, everyone.
Take care. Bye.
See ya.
Bye now.